It's 10 minutes after 7. Good morning. We have in our studio, live and in person, Rebecca Liana. Yes. I said it wrong when you first came in. I said Liana. She goes, no, it's Liana. Like you're living in Maine. You know, Liana. Pack the cat. Liana. Rebecca Liana is here. And she's the Adult Services Lead Supervisor at the Racine Public Library. And that title means what?
I'm basically in charge of all of the adult librarians, collections, programming, services, all of that.
It's like everything in the library except the children's room.
Kind of, yeah. So I'm in charge of basically the second floor except for the teen scene and the innovation lab.
So. Okay. Yeah, Melissa Donaldson is the innovation lab, right?
Yes.
I'm beginning to learn everybody's job titles over there. This is great. Okay, and you are here because something big is coming up this Saturday, the Local Authors Showcase. And I go to these, and I showed you my collection of all business cards and everything. Whenever I go there, I collect everybody's business cards, everybody's brochures, and we have them on the air. Mm-hmm. And Rory Graves, who was one, when I went there, was one of the local authors. I took her business card. You ever see her business card? It's a tombstone.
Yeah.
She's got the whole thing going on. And the interview went very well. It was submitted to the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and won first place statewide for best interview. We have the plaque in the lobby there. So you never know what you're going to see at the Local Authors Showcase.
Right.
We had a few authors on, three or four authors on from the showcase. And I'll go back and get some more.
Yeah.
We'll go line them up there. So talk about it. What is that, the Local Authors Showcase?
So this started as a project that we wanted to get into because we have a bunch of local authors. I don't know if you're aware of this, but we have so many people in the community that have published books. And we often were trying to schedule them to come in and do their own book presentations. And it was getting to the point where we were running into issues of making sure that people were aware that these authors existed in the area and also came and saw them. And so we've just kind of smushed them all together into a single day so that so people can come in. The authors will be there throughout the whole day. So the program grows all the way from 10 to 4. And we have 5 different sessions this weekend coming up. And so people will be able to, they'll talk about their own books. They'll talk about their writing process.
Q&A, yeah.
Yeah. And so we'll be doing that. And so, and then during the rest of the time, they get to sit at, and they'll be sitting at their tables and hanging out, talking with the community and sharing their work. A lot of the authors will have their materials for sale. They'll be showing off what else they've done and where else they're going and what they have coming up, because a lot of these are still in progress works, too. Like, they have a bunch of stuff that they're still working on and writing and coming up with new titles. So we're very excited to have everybody over again.
One of the books, one of the authors there, we got one of her books, Carol Gianforte.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote a book about herself growing up in Racine. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I read that together. We actually read out loud, so we both enjoy the book at the same time. We discussed it, and then after the book was over, we said, let's trace all the places that she lived and went. And she talks about going down steps, pathways to her friend's house right up Spring Street. And she lived on Carlisle.
Mm-hmm.
And we took the car, and then we got out of the car, and we followed the pathways down that were still around. And we went to every place she talked about in the book. And it's like living her childhood.
Yeah.
And it was such a wonderful book growing up on Carlisle. And that's the kind of books you find. And, of course, the Haunted Racine one gives me the chills just thinking about it. Because all these places that Rory talked about in the book, mm-hmm. you can pass. You can look at the building and say, oh, I think I see something. Don't go at night. And there were so many good books there. We also had another lady on. I have her thing in there, too. I have to go dig it up. And you find out really interesting people in Racine. You know, it's tough enough to write a book. Everyone's got a book in them, they say.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually put it on paper and get it organized and coherent for people to read is tough. Then you get it done, and you can get people to read it.
Right.
You put so much work into it. That's tough.
It is tough.
You know, people are lazy. They don't want to read anymore. They want to watch TV. They want to watch movies. They want to watch their screens, their little iPads and their phones. They're too lazy to read. But if you do read it, it really takes you to a different world.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sorry it's, you know, people are giving up on reading. Not everybody, a lot of people. My mother and father, all they did was read books. They, before they passed away, they had a library of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of first edition hardcover books that they read. My father read everything. Mm-hmm. My mother, too. That was reading books. And, you know, when they left Florida to move back, to move to Wisconsin, I couldn't take them with them. So they gave them away to whoever wanted libraries, whoever wanted these first mm-hmm. edition books. And they were in mint condition because they read it once and they put it on the shelf. But reading is like a lost art almost. Hard to believe, huh? It's like cursive handwriting and the dial-up telephone. It's a lost art. I'm glad you're doing something like this.
Yeah.
This is really good.
It's always a lot of fun. It's very, very hectic for me because I'm the MC. So I do all of the Q&A sessions. I lead all of that, but then I also have to go and run around and make sure everything else is still being taken care of. So I make all of my staff come in and I'm like, you're all working this weekend, whether you want to or not. We're all coming in. We're all going to do this. You're in charge
but
of that.
I'm going to the beach. To the beach.
Nope, not today. Today you got to be with me. So
I got tickets to the Bahamas. Cancel them. We're going to be here. Well, it is really good. The Q&A sessions, the breakout sessions are in the room right next door.
Right.
And, you know, you have different authors going in there every hour or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's really good. You get to talk to authors. Everybody always says, are you making any money from the book? This is one of the old questions they always give. Are you making any money? Some of them are.
Yeah.
Some of them aren't. You know, it's like anything you do. You know, people can make $100 million movie and nobody goes to see it.
Right.
It happens. But these books are really good. You should take a good look at them. Rebecca Leanna is here, and she is the Adult Services Lead Supervisor at the Racine Public Library. We talked about the local author showcase. Let's talk about the Friends of the Library Spring Book Sale. This is where you get to own the books.
So that's also occurring this week. So it's starting today from noon to 6, but that's only if you're a member of the Friends of the Library, which is very easy to do. You can just show up today and pay the fee and become a member of the library to get the early sales. And so that starts, and then it goes Friday and Saturday from 10 to 6. And or 10 to 4. Wow. Make people concerned.
You have like, the paper in front of you.
I have the paper in front of me. People are going to show up at 6 o'clock on Friday and be like, why aren't they open? No, 10 to 4 Friday and Saturday. And that's for everybody. And so they're going to have the big sale. So they're going to pull out all of their back stock that they have. They're bringing out all of their board games and
movies,
everything, yeah. all of the things that aren't normally available because they're hidden away in the back, get pulled out today. And so that sale goes for the next 3 days. And it's going to be a great time. They make a lot of money, which is great for us because all of that money goes back to helping the library then.
So members can get it starting today?
Starting today, yep. So you can show up today at noon. And if you're not currently a member, sign up and get a member, which you also get extra benefits from for being a member of the library. Like you can get a free book every month if you're a member of the Friends of the Library.
Remember the slogan for American Express? Membership has its privileges. That's what they say. That's their slogan. So the rest of us unwashed masses, when can we get involved?
So starting tomorrow, Friday, you'll be able to come in at open, so 10 o'clock, and just start going through all of the materials that we have available.
Is it like the old Black Friday sales, people throwing stuff?
On Thursdays, we do have quite a few people that come in with their own carts of, you know, to drag out boxes and boxes of books and materials, so... It can get a little hectic.
Yeah, that's a good need. Okay, so when I go there on Saturday, hopefully there will be something left.
Oh, there'll probably be something.
Because I want to get to go through their movie collection.
Yeah, they have a really good movie collection. Because whatever we don't end up adding to the main collection, the circulating collection, gets sent to the Friends. And we actually just had, over the past 3 months, we had about 3 or 4 large DVD collections that got donated. So we added what we could and what we wanted, and then the rest of it has been given to the Friends to sell at their sale.
Well, when I go someday, I have my stepson's got orders to take my DVD collection, my Blu-rays, my anything you want, and bring it to the library. Toss what you put up for sale, what you don't want, and just... You know, keep what you do have. Do one. I have the complete Cinerama collection at home. Cinerama was a movie process started in the 50s. And it was a big wraparound screen in the theater with three projectors. And They made a lot of travelogues. I have every travelogue. And they made some big screen movies like How the West Was Won, 2001, A Space Odyssey. A lot of big movies were made in Cinerama. Mm-hmm. And I have the complete Cinerama collection in not only widescreen, but it's got that smile box thing so you can actually see the curved screen when you're watching the movie. It's really good. So you can have all that stuff. When you're not going to get it tomorrow.
Right.
Actually, you can. I can walk out in front of the building, hit by a car, and then the collection's yours. But hopefully not that soon. Okay, so we talked about Local Author Showcase. The Friends of the Library Spring Book Sale starts today if you're a member. Mm-hmm. The rest of us, rabble, can get in on Friday?
Friday and Saturday.
Okay. How long does it last?
Just this week. So Saturday is going to be the last day.
The summer reading kickoff on Earth, A Story. That starts Saturday, May 30th.
Yeah.
What is that about?
So that's our theme this year for our summer reading program. So our summer reading kickoff is our big event where we get everybody to show up, hopefully, and participate and get all of your reading logs, get all of your information on what you need to do this year to be a participant in order to win one of our prizes that we have available. So we have different prizes available for the different age ranges. So we've got the children's, we've got teens, we've got adults, and then we have the technology team also has a bunch of baskets. And so everybody gets a chance to read over the summer, participate in programs and events that we have going on. And then that's going to, the kickoff is going to be all about the dinosaurs because that's what our theme is this year. So it's dig up a story, unearth a story. And it's all about dinosaurs, archaeology, paleontology, all of those fun things.
So is it tough getting young kids to read because they're so distracted with their phones, their tablets, their computers, their streaming? Is it tough to get them to read?
Not really, honestly, in my opinion. What I found the biggest issue is that you got to find what the kid actually wants to read, and then it gets really easy. So you let them read their Diary of a Wimpy Kid or their Captain Underpants or...
What was the other? Captain Underpants?
Captain Underpants,
all
yeah.
All right.
Or Big Nate. You let them read those and you go, okay, now that you've read those, here, try one of these other books. So let them read the graphic novels. Let them read the goofy ones and then be like, what about this makes you interested in it? And then you can start curating the books that they're going to read. Also, we've got everything on Libby and Comics Plus now. So if you have a kid who wants to read graphic novels, we have Comics Plus. You can download that on their tablet and tell them, hey, go read all of them on here, and then gets them hooked in other ways.
And eventually you'll slide them. Here's the relationship of the world in relationship to the rest of the planet, so you can read that book next.
Right, yeah.
You get them the heavy stuff.
By about seventh grade, you're fine then. Yeah.
All the heavy stuff. Okay, some other library news. The Bookmobile's new hours?
Yeah, so the Bookmobile will be having new hours this summer. We're just transferring over to our summer schedule. I believe that's after the end of RUSD school. So I don't think that starts until like June 15th or something like that, but please don't quote me on it. I have to double check the hours on there. But it's just, we're switching up where we're going to be over the summer and have people have access when they're not at school.
And the seed library. Now these seeds, like seeds you plant in your backyard, mm-hmm. you should be planting by now anyway, by Memorial Day, you've got to be planting. They right. start growing up. So that's open through June 22nd.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have small packets of seeds. They're vegetable and herb seeds, and you can come in, pick what you want. We ask that you take what you're actually going to plant and not just grab a whole drawer full of them. But they're...
Take what you want, but eat what you take.
Exactly. Okay. There you go. But so those are available. That's part of a thing that we were... been working on with various organizations in the county, just because we know that, especially in the city of Racine, we're kind of a food desert. And so if people can make their own small herb garden, maybe they'll have access to fresher things than they will if they have to travel out to the grocery stores to get them.
My wife goes to your Mahjong classes now.
Mm-hmm.
She loves it.
Yeah.
Learning how to play Mahjong. It's a Chinese tile thing. I don't get it. My mother played Mahjong with her girlfriends for years. All the women came over our house with their boxes of tiles and they're just Chinese figure. I don't know how to play. I don't want to know how to play. She said, well, get involved. I don't want to get involved. It sounds like a lot of involved. But the library, Mahjong. I mean, who would have thought you had Mahjong classes over there?
Yeah, so we ended up starting Mahjong. A local family was interested in doing it because they were participating in it at a nursing home or a senior living facility in the area, and it wasn't enough. They weren't getting their fix, and so they needed another place to do it, and they agreed to do the teaching of the game because none of us actually know how to play it.
So that's in Chinese.
Right. We don't. I'm like, I can play the digital version where you match the tiles, but I don't think that that's how you actually play the game.
My wife is learning digitally, but she's right. It's not how you play it when you're sitting there with other people.
Right. And so they have been, it's been over a year now since we've been doing this. And it's once a month on Saturdays. You can come in. We provide the tables and the tiles. You're welcome to bring your own if you have them. And then they do like 2 hours, I believe, where they'll walk people through how to actually play the game. And then they'll actually have.
Yeah, she loved it.
Yeah,
very nice. Local Author Showcase this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget about the Friends of the Library book sale. Starts today. And for the rest of us, if you're not a member, it's Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't be picked through by the members before we get there. Or you can become a member and you go picking through it. Thank you very much. Thanks, Shay King, for setting this up, by the way.
Yeah.
She does a nice job on setting this up, getting all the notes to me and everything. Thank you, Shay. Rebecca Leanna from the Adult Services Lead Supervisor, Racine Public Library. I'll be there Saturday.
Sounds good.
That's where I get my interviews.
I love it.
People say, where do you find these people? I find them at the library. That's where I find them. Thank you, Rebecca. Do appreciate it.